First of all, I would like to thank the Reverend Sister Connie, Sister Connie. We call her Sister Connie for the very heartwarming, heartfelt, thorough message this morning. It's always good to have you, Sister Connie, and we know that you're able to get away only once per month, but whenever you come, you really inspire us. So thank you very much for coming. Yes, here. Lots happening this week, and so please, there's an insert which gives all of the services for Christmas. And we're actually having an early Christmas. On Wednesday, we have our first Christmas Eucharist, Wednesday at midday. And it's specifically geared to those who might be traveling over the Christmas season, and also for seniors and anyone who is free. So on Wednesday at midday, we have our first Christmas Eucharist, followed by lunch at 12:30, and the lunch is sponsored by Del Manor Senior Center. So if you're free, please come. There'll be lots of good fellowship. We'll worship, then lots of good fellowship and lots of food. And I really don't want to have three plates on Wednesday. I'm getting a bit, you know, up there. So please come so that you can help us to eat as well. On Wednesday night, candlelight evensong at 7 o'clock, and we're using the BCP. The people who are coming want to sing the Magnificat and things like that, so we're using the BCP on Wednesday night. Next Sunday, so that we are clear about this, we're having three services, one at 10:30, one at 7 p.m., and at 7 p.m. we are having the spontaneous Christmas pageant. And for those who are helping, can we talk for about 5 minutes right after the service? We have the costumes here, we have the trees ready to be decorated. So if you're able to stay around for a few minutes after this service and help us to decorate the trees, that'll be helpful. We have lots of decorations and we just need a few people to facilitate and to people with artistic flair to guide us along where to put the bulbs and so on. You wouldn't want me decorating the trees. That's not my gift. So if you're able to stay for a few minutes, please stay and help to decorate the trees. And please be here on Saturday at the helpers for the pageant. We would like you to be here at 6, and for those attending worship at 7 o'clock. Immediately after Sunday. Yeah, that's right. I'm moving too fast, right? Also, immediately after the early Christmas Eve service, we are making our usual visit to the emergency services. You might or might not be aware that we have the police, we have the ambulance services, and we have the fire services right here. And so every Christmas Eve, we take trays of sandwiches, etc. So if you're able to donate any sandwiches, cookies, or anything like that, or money, please let us know so that we can put that together. And that happens at 8 o'clock. At 10:30, we have our close to midnight service. And so next Sunday, just to be clear, we're having three services, Advent 4, at 10:30 a.m. So if you come on Christmas Eve morning, it will not be a Christmas service. It will be the last Sunday in Advent. Then we have 7 o'clock and 10 o'clock, the singing of carols, and then 10:30 worship. If that's not clear, speak with me. The rest of the notices are pretty straightforward. We just wanted you to be aware that one of our faithful, Joan Chung Tiem Phuc, she is in hospital at the moment. Nothing major. She had a fall, and so she's going to go through rehab, but they're waiting for a placement for her, which is closer to the church. Right now, she's in Etobicoke General, part of the whole network of hospitals by a fancy name out of Brampton. William Osler, that's right. And so by God's grace, she'll be placed in rehab closer to the church so that we can all go and visit at some appropriate time. Is there anything that I've missed, wardens? Thanks be to God. And we now have, as usual, we have refreshments. And so we hope that you'll join us for a few minutes for refreshments. And if you're able to stay to help us decorate the trees, please do. Thank you.